I personally think it's an asset. Listen, what we don't need is more politicians, particularly old white guys, that know the system and want to go back and do what's always been done. What we need is fresh leadership, a fresh perspective. And, you know, Molly has a level of integrity and honesty and understanding of Vermonters that I just don't think you can kind of pick up in a quick course. You know, she is the real thing. So my view is, listen, her birthday starts with a 3. It's about time. She is incredibly capable, incredibly dedicated, has a great record of service from, obviously she's a lawyer, she's worked for the Attorney General's office, she's worked for a number of congressional candidates in Washington, but most, she's worked for the American Red Cross, she's worked in Africa and other parts of the globe, incredible experience for someone her age, but she wants to dedicate herself to making Vermont a better place, and I just hope that we have the wisdom to give her a chance to do it.
Hypothetically, if Governor Scott, the incumbent, is reelected, and usually in Vermont, the incumbent does have the advantage, if Molly Gray is elected as lieutenant governor, how do you expect that dynamic to work out?
You know, I had a Republican lieutenant governor throughout my 3 terms as governor. As you know, I didn't run for a 4th. And I found it incredibly helpful. As I mentioned, Phil was part of my cabinet. I valued his judgment and his opinion. I used him for all kinds of things that really were tremendously helpful. And frankly, I think it was helpful to him in preparing for the job that he now has. So, you know, I personally think having members of different parties leading the state is a good thing.
Right now, we're also in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis. How do you think Molly Gray can help move the state forward with that?
Well, I think that one of Molly's concerns is that in rural areas of Vermont, we still don't have adequate broadband. And you have now kids who are learning through Zoom and other methods, and it's the lowest income kids who are being left behind because they simply don't have access to the classroom. That's a pretty frightening thought in a public education system. So she's been dedicated to really expanding broadband to rural areas so that rural kids can have the same opportunities as kids who live in wealthier cities. I think that matters.
Yeah, broadband's an issue not just in Vermont, but all over the place that's been highlighted, particularly because of the pandemic.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a huge challenge here. We've made progress, obviously, but I know that her commitment is to make sure that rural kids who currently don't have access to school, I mean, unbelievable, will actually finally be solved.
Governor Shumlin, now that you have endorsed a candidate for lieutenant governor, do you plan to maybe take a look at some of the other candidates, like for governor, and decide to perhaps endorse a candidate for governor or other state offices?
No, I know this sounds inconsistent, but I'm a big believer that when governors are done being governor, they should go back to their life and get out of the way. I am only doing this because I feel so strongly that we have a candidate who is different from all of the other candidates who have run for office from both parties for a long, long time in this state, and I just felt that it was my obligation to speak up.
Well, speaking of getting out of the way, are you in some ways feeling relieved that you don't have to deal with the pandemic at all?
Well, you know, this is a tough time to be a political leader. I've got to say that governors now and lieutenant governors are more important than ever because of the simple fact that we have a president who is literally deserting his obligation to manage a national crisis. So, you know, I can't say that, you know me, I like managing tough times, so I can't say there aren't times where I didn't wish I was there, but truthfully, I'm very grateful to the governors and lieutenant governors across America who are working so hard in a very difficult time.
Have you ever been tempted to pick up the phone and call the administration, you know, and say, you know, this is what I learned back, you know, with the tropical storm, and maybe this might help?
I think they're doing just fine without me.
Well, I believe you're kind of enjoying your new career.
Well, actually, the funny thing is people always said to me when I was governor, wow, what are you going to do? How are you going to adjust, when you're not a governor anymore? And I had to keep explaining, well, actually, adjusting to governor for me was the adjustment. I mean, I'm just going to go back and run Putney Student Travel, sending students all over the world like we always did. So I actually came back to what I always knew. This isn't new to me. Being governor was new to me.